CA9NG testing.
WB9YPA, Grand Rapids.
W9PRK.
K89. W9AMR, K9OVS. K9OVO, W9AMR.
W9DRG. W9DRG. You got your radio on there, Dennis. KC9DKX, report.
KC9DKX, W9DRG.
There you are, Mr. Dennis. What's happening? I thought I'd touch base with you there before I hit the road. Yeah, getting to be about that time. Well, I'm getting ready to do some snow blowing here. I think I'm going to go ahead and get this driveway and stuff cleaned off here today. on your truck radio, mobile, or you got the HD with you? I'm in the garage on the HD right now.
Okay.
And that HD sounds good. Sounds just like your mobile. Couldn't even tell it was an HD. Sounds real good. Hey, those batteries worked out pretty good. Oh, man, I've been busy. Been working late. Holy smokes, man. Trying to get my wife's car back on the road. She dinged up them tie rods, bent them all up. So I'm hoping that's all that got bent, man. I'm hoping I don't have bent rims or... I hope she doesn't have that thing twisted up. Yeah, last time I talked to you, that guy was going to come over the next day and replace those tie rod ends on there. Did you get that done?
Oh, he didn't make it. He's supposed to come out Thursday. And then I'm going to have to, I'll drive it and see. He's going to come as close as he can. He's going to do the thread trick there, measure it, count the threads, and all that stuff. That'll at least get it somewhat close so he can take it to work. The tires are all shot anyway, so I'm not really worried about it. But I'm going to have to get new tires on it, and then I'm going to have to get it aligned. But I just hope she, you know, that being a subframe, you know, just I think it's just not welded together. I hope she didn't twist the whole car up. She slammed into that curb pretty good. I'm like, man, I'm praying that that thing isn't all pushing out of whack.
Yeah, you'll have to see when you get them tie rods on, get it going, and hopefully it won't be dog-legging down the road or anything like that.
I hope not. I told her we definitely hate to pay the rest of the loan with a car that's not going to be able to be aligned, so I'm praying that it's just going to line up okay, nothing else is bent, or, you know, be a nightmare if it's all twisted up, but I'm hoping it'll be okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. Surely she wasn't going that fast when she slid into that curb. But yeah, they can pull them out on the frame machine if something's tweaked a little bit or something like that.
Yeah, years ago when they did straighten frames and they did that kind of work, L&R, downtown Michigan City, they're along the tracks in Michigan City, did some frame straightening and they do a good job if you get it pretty close. And I remember that guy telling my dad they paid $8 for that machine. But, yeah, hopefully she'll be okay. Anyway, I wanted to touch base with you there, see if you're going to be around the radio tonight. I'm going to be back in early, hopefully. I'm just going to help her out with her stuff, and then I'm going to get back home. I'm just really tired. I haven't been sleeping worth a darn, and I'm about dead of the world right now. I dread even going out on the road, but I have to.
Yeah. Well, be careful out there, man. You know, there's a lot of people probably in a hurry out there.
Yeah, everybody's either in a hurry to go home or get to work. You know, they need to learn to just take their time, but they don't. I saw a lot of fight-offs during all that snow stuff. I'm always on the road at that time. Coming home's nice, you know, because usually I've been coming in between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. It's quiet coming home. Tonight I'll be coming home, you know, at a decent, more decent time, but I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I stuck away that stuff for the battery, that money for the battery, those batteries, and I can actually hit this repeater from, on the HT with that TAC antenna, that tactical antenna from way over in Porter County. It's pretty nice.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I did see you call today. I was going to give you a call before you headed out there to work today.
Yeah, I figured you were just busy, so I didn't let it go to voicemail. I figured I'd get back with you tonight sometime along the way there. Okay, well, I'll let you do your snow blowing. I guess we're just supposed to get flurries here the next couple days. I guess we have a chance of the next snow, I think, is Friday or something, but
Maybe we'll get lucky, it'll miss us again.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, it'd be a good time to go out there and do some sled riding if you wanted to get some of that done.
Well, I see the temperature was like 29 degrees at the peak there, but the humidity's 73%, I think, and my body's like, my arthritis, I can feel, I just throw my weapons, yeah, it's warmer, but the humidity's high, so my arthritis in my hands, I can feel it. Yeah, we'll be on the upswing before too long, I hope.
Yeah, we went over there to that Bendix Woods there about, I don't know, a week and a half or so ago, and there's quite a few people over there sledding that day. They were having fun. It looked pretty cool.
I miss that stuff, but I'm a bit old to be doing it. Arthritis gets to me, and, man, I just don't have the energy I used to have. You know what I mean? But it was fun. Tobogganing and sledding was a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed it.
Ride up there to New Buffalo to the beach last week and went up there on them stairs up on the dunes, took some pictures. I wanted to get some pictures, so didn't realize it till the next morning when I got up. My face was all windburned.
A little bit of skin stinging going on, huh?
Yeah, first I wasn't sure what happened when I got up and looked at my face.
We turned red, huh? And I got frostbite on my feet when I was real young. My boots got water in them, and the snow melted in my boots. And I was real little. My sisters took me out tobogganing. And I kept telling my sister, my feet are cold, I hurt. And when I got home, all my feet were so cold. I had gotten frostbite, and I had water in my boots, and my feet turned reddish purple. And ever since then, I cannot keep my feet warm. It damaged the nerves in my feet.
Yeah, been a cold winter. I've been keeping my thermostat turned down. So, yeah, I'm not used to that, but I've been getting by.
Yeah. My NIPSCO bills have been big. That's a little bit rough this winter, man, no doubt. Shoot. I guess I downsized a little bit too early, but yeah, I'm not used to those big bills, man. I've never had bills this big ever. And it's like, man, I've talked to a lot of people and they're getting socked as well. I've got a bunch of unhappy people out here, no doubt. But gotta keep stroking and keep going, I guess. I've been burning kerosene on my clean burning heaters in the basement. I run them and so when I'm down there, monkeying around in the basement, I've got to run heat down there because, boy, that basement does get cold. Those old school 1953 basement windows with the steel frames, they let so much cold air in. And I've coughed them all shut. They're rusted shut anyway, but that single pane glass just lets so much cold in. I'd like the hardy glass block up all those windows down with the little vents in the center. So, you know, with the screens, I can open up, let the basement breathe. I'm going to talk to my one guy that helps me out occasionally and see if he knows how to do that stuff. I pay him to block hardy glass block those windows up.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the charge for that anymore. I knew a buddy of mine had that done many years ago, but yeah, that's the way to go if you can do that.
Well, that eliminated me having to keep the curtains closed, you know, when my neighbors have all the parties going, because you can't be down there at night and have your curtains open. Everybody likes to peep in the windows down there. And with those, they'll just see light. That's it, you know. And then it'll be really nice, because they're nice and thick. That should keep out a lot of the cold.
Yep. Well, I might have to get going here, Rick, and see if this snowblower is going to fire up. Yeah, I finally have to get rid of this mess out there. I've been putting it off because it's been getting a little bit of dusting every now and then, so I put it off. But yeah, I got to get rid of that stuff out there.
Okay, Dennis, I'll look for you tonight when I get in and get showered and stuff. I got an appointment tomorrow to get my hair cut. Got to get out tomorrow and go pay that cell bill and get to the store. But I'll catch up with you later tonight. Be careful. Hopefully she'll crank right up for you there. I don't have a snowblower. I got two snowblowers, neither one of them are running. Between me and the wife, we've both been shoveling, and she shouldn't be shoveling at all. I keep telling her, you know, you need to stop shoveling. But she's just so stubborn. She shovels anyway. But, all right, I will let you go. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you later tonight. W9DRG, KC9DKX. Well, I'll be clear on yours.
Okay, let me get on out of here, Rick, and I'll catch you out there later. I heard N9OKA out there, so I'll say 73, W9DRG.
Okay, 73, guys, I would stay and talk, but I got to run, too. I got to be on the road in about 15, so I got to scoot. Catch everybody later. Everybody stay healthy, safe, and warm. KC9DKX, report, we'll be clear.
N9OKA, go ahead there.